Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you are having a wonderful week. Last week, we talked about held and hurt. But before we get to the title of today's episode, have you ever experienced that moment when the pressure seemed unbearable? It might not have been an actual blaze, but rather the flames of grief, the fire of false accusations, the burn of persistent anxiety, or the chilling isolation one feels. The reality is that walking with Christ doesn't promise a life without struggles. Instead, it assures us of challenges. In such moments, the instinct can often be to withdraw, to raise defenses, and to try overcoming the blaze on one's own. However, God has provided us with a bold and an empowering strategy for resilience. Today, we will explore an episode titled Together Through the Flame. The core message I wish to instill in your heart is this. In times of fire, our fellowship serves as a container for our faith. We're going to examine how we can support each other during challenges, persecution, and spiritual battles. Our foundation for this discussion will come from a remarkable bravery in Daniel chapter 3, alongside the transformative perspective shared by Paul in Philippians 1, 29 through 30. Now, let's step into the fire together. While we use fire as a metaphor, it's important to define what that means in our lives today. First, we encounter trials. These represent the struggles emanating from a broken world, job loss that undermines your strength, the betrayal that shatters your faith in others. These experiences can be painful, yet they are not always directed specifically at your beliefs. Next, there is persecution. This refers to the intentional opposition against your faith. It can manifest as a sarcastic comment when you bring up your church attendance, the professional persecution for adhering to biblical principles, or the social pressure to remain silent about your belief in Jesus. This particular fire is deliberate. Lastly, we have spiritual warfare, the invisible combat. This involves the ongoing struggle against your mind and spirit, feeding doubt, igniting fear, and planting deceitful thoughts that distance you from God and from your community. Satan's preferred strategy with all these forms of fire is isolation. If he can persuade you that your experience is solitary, that no one can relate, or that your sins disqualify you from seeking assistance, he gains a significant advantage. He craves to see you alone and defenseless, vulnerable to the flames. Yet, our mission as part of the body of Christ is to stand against that isolation. We are called, hear this, we are called to unite in solidarity. We are meant to express our faith. When the flames arise, fellowship becomes the container of our faith. Now let's focus on one of the most compelling examples of bravery amidst trial. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel chapter 3. King Nebuchadnezzar orders everyone to worship his enormous golden statue. The command is clear: bow or face destruction. Now picture this moment. Thousands gather, while only three men refuse to kneel. Three young Jewish individuals standing firm in their convictions. The strength of we, a unified stance, is essential to understand here. Instead of three isolated individuals making independent choices, they functioned as a collective. Upon review, they refrained from providing personal justification. Instead, they delivered a unified statement as seen in Daniel 3:16, where it says, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter." Their fellowship fueled their bravery. Facing challenges alone can be intimidating. However, standing alongside two other companions who share the same beliefs and are willing to endure the same persecution transforms anxiety into what? Determination. The king, filled with rage, commanded that the furnace be heated 7 times hotter than normal. The men were tied up and cast into the flames. What unfolds next is truly remarkable. As noted in Daniel 3:24 25, Nebuchadnezzar observed and was taken back. He inquired of his officials, "Did we not throw three men bound into the fire?" They responded, "Indeed, O king." His response was, "Behold, I see four men unbound walking in the fire. They are unharmed, and the appearance of the fourth resembles that of the Son of God." Reflect on that moment. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood firm together, prepared to confront death, and in that instance, the Lord's presence, the fourth man, was with them to lead them through. While fellowship does not remove the flames, it guarantees that no one faces them in solitude, and it ensures that the fire purifies rather than destroys. Their ties were burned away, not their physical selves. This illustrates the profound strength found in the furnace of faith. Now, let's fast forward several centuries to Paul, who writes from imprisonment in Philippians 1, 29 through 30, providing us with the theological perspective needed to comprehend our trials. He expresses, "To you it has been given on behalf of Christ, not only to have faith in him, but also to endure suffering for his cause, sharing in the same struggle you observed in me and now here in present in me. This passage conveys that both the ability to believe in Christ and to face suffering for his sake are blessings bestowed by God. Paul reminds the Philippians that their challenges reflect his own, indicating that facing difficulties for Christ is a fundamental aspect of the Christian experience. When your faith is attacked, remember that you are not alone in your suffering. You are connected to a vast, unbroken lineage of believers who have crossed the same difficult journey. Your pain links you to Paul, the early church, and the brave three in Babylonian. The furnace of faith serves as a reminder that your battle is a shared one. You need not bear the burdens of questioning, why me? Since the answer is clear, because you are a follower of Christ, and through the battle is his, the fellowship is ours. The assurance comes from the knowledge that we face this challenge together. So, what does fellowship truly offer during tough times? Well, it offers witness. In the depths of your struggle, your perspective may become clouded. You notice others who have gone through similar trials, the grief of losing someone, the weight of intense spiritual opposition, and they remain unscathed. Their evident resilience offers hope and assurance that endurance is attainable. They remind you of the fourth man. Second, it offers prayer. When the pressure becomes nearly unbearable, you may find your heart too heavy or weary to pray. This is where fellowship becomes crucial. Your companions lift you in prayer. They intercede on your behalf. Their heartfelt petitions hold you steady until you are ready to voice your own prayers once more. This is the supportive role of the community. Lastly, it offers truth and perspective. The enemy's flames are often intensified by the lies of self-condemnation and despair. Fellowship interjects truth into that darkness. A friend can remind you of God's promises, piercing through the emotional haze of your trials. Just remember, the voices within Christian communities assert, while your feelings are valid, what God declares is even truer. Fellowship acts as a foundation. It serves as a vessel. It's the safe space that guarantees the purifying fire of your trials does not scatter or annihilate you, but rather hones and fortifies your faith. Now, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the truth of your word and for the powerful examples of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and the unwavering courage of Paul. We confess that when the heat rises, when trials, persecution, and spiritual attacks come, our first instinct is often to pull away and suffer alone. Forgive us for that isolation, which leaves us vulnerable to the enemy's lies. We ask now that you would strengthen our fellowship, that you would make our community the furnace of faith that you designed it to be. When the fire of trial comes, help our brothers and sisters carry us in prayer. When the fire of persecution comes, give us the courage to stand shoulder to shoulder, unified in our conviction. When the fire of spiritual warfare comes, let our community be the voice of truth that dispels the darkness and reminds us of your unfailing promises. We thank you that you are the fourth man in the fire. We ask that your presence would be made visible to us and to the world through the unwavering love and unity of all of us. Refine our faith, burn away the bonds of fear and doubt, but preserve and empower us for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we continue this journey on one heart, many hands. And until then, God bless and take care, my friends.